Give me the box. You ain't gotta give it to me. Everybody said, give me some clothes.
I hope everybody had a wonderful Thanksgiving holiday with your families. I would like to call this evening's meeting of the City of Baker School Board to order. If there is a member of the public who would like to make a public comment, I ask that you request a comment card from Mrs. Dito over here to my right and submit your comment or your card to her. Please be mindful that we are allowing 2 minutes for each comment in order that everyone will have an opportunity to speak. I will now call roll. Mrs. Prophet?
Here.
Mrs. Perkins? Here. Ms. Butler?
Here.
Mrs. Joseph?
Here.
And Mrs. Burgess, present. We have a quorum, and we will proceed with tonight's agenda. I would like for us to stand for silent meditation and a Pledge of Allegiance. I would like to ask Ms. Sydney Stewart to lead us in Pledge of Allegiance. You may be seated. Once again, I would like to welcome our visitors. We're so glad that you're here. And remember, as always, your comments, your questions mean a lot to us. Sometimes we may or may not always have the answer that you would like, but we do want to hear what you have to say. That's very important. We have recognition. Tonight I would like to ask our middle school teacher, Mr. Tory Williams, did I get that correct, to come to the podium, and he's going to tell us about something amazing that's happened for Baker Middle Band.
Good evening. I'm Tory Williams, the band and STEM teacher at Baker Middle / Park Ridge Academic Magnet. I've been teaching here for 15 years, and this organization, the New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Foundation, actually found out about them from one of my fraternity members that's also a music educator, and she clued me in on that they give grants to support music education programs. So I went ahead and applied 3 years ago, and we were able to purchase some instruments and repair instruments, and once again, they blessed us with the grant again this year so that we can do the same thing again and upgrade our instrument inventory. The vision of this foundation is to make quality arts programs accessible throughout Louisiana and support the artists and educators throughout the state. So I think that perfectly aligned with what we try and do here in Baker, because Baker has a strong history of having a very great band program, even dating back to the 30s. So we're just trying to continue that legacy.
Thank you, Mr. Williams. Can you tell us the amount of the grant?
Yes, the grant we got this year is $3,500.
Wonderful. That's incredible. Give Mr. Tory a round of applause.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for sharing.
Better than nothing. That's great.
Next on the agenda is the approval of the agenda. Once again, are there any comments from members of the public about the agenda? Are there any comments from board members? Then next, may I get a motion for the approval of the agenda?
I motion for the approval of the agenda.
May I have a second?
Second.
The board will now vote. Ms. Butler?
Yes.
Mrs. Prophet?
Yes.
Mrs. Perkins?
Yes.
Mrs. Joseph?
Yes.
And Mrs. Burgess, yes. The motion carries. The next agenda item is the consideration and approval of minutes from the school board meeting November 5th, 2024. Are there any comments from the public? Are there any comments from board members?
I wasn't here, so I still could vote for that. I wasn't here that night, so.
Yes, ma'am.
To approve an agenda that I wasn't here for.
Hey.
But y'all passed, okay.
Then may I get a motion for the approval of the minutes from the school board meeting of November 5th, 2024?
Okay, go ahead.
I motion in consideration and approval of minutes from the school board meeting of November 5th, 2024.
May I have a second?
Second.
Okay, we have a motion by Ms. Butler and a second by Mrs. Prophet for the approval of the minutes from the school board meeting November 5th, 2024. The board will now vote. Mrs. Perkins?
Yes.
Mrs. Prophet?
Yes.
Ms. Butler?
Yes.
Mrs. Joseph?
Yes.
And Mrs. Burgess? Yes. The motion carries. Next agenda item is consideration and acceptance of monthly reports, including budget to actual comparisons for the periods ending September 30th, 2024 and October 31, 2024. Mrs. Stewart.
Good evening, Madam President, Madam Vice President, members of the board, Superintendent Stroder, and everyone in this assembly. In your package, we have the financial report summaries, including budget to actual comparisons for period ending September 30th, 2024, and also October 31st, 2024. For September, total revenues, $1,816,977. Expenditures, $2,086,062, with a deficiency of $269,085. For special revenue, total revenues, $1,511,967.48. Expenditures, $2,463,617.53. And receivables of $790,426.82, leaving a deficiency of $161,223.23. Moving to October, for the general fund, total revenues, $2,613,575. Total expenditures, $2,891,515. And looking at your special revenue funds, total revenues, $1,956,867.68. Total expenditures, $3,010,48.60. And receivables, $946,889.68, with a deficiency of $106,291.24. Are there any questions?
So how are the deficiencies being cleared up?
Okay, for the special revenue funds, the deficiencies will be cleared up when we do reimbursement requests. So with special revenue funds, when you expend the funds, then you do reimbursement requests, and those revenues will come in as a receivable. For the general fund, the deficiencies will clear up, like, for your general fund, your property tax, your ad valorem tax will make up like one third of your revenue. That's the third largest source of revenues. And we don't get our revenue from our ad valorem taxes until like December, January, and February. That's when the bulk of that revenue comes in. So it's typically normal for you to run a deficiency in the first of the year. And this year, our property taxes you know, we had the millage, so we will have to make some adjustments there and revisions to clear up and make sure we don't have any deficiencies when we close out the end of the year. And also our property insurance also increased this year.
Yeah, and that's typically why districts carry fund balances, 6 months fund balances, because there's often lags in payments between monies from the state and as well as taxes. Like there's months that go by where you don't receive payments.
Yes, I have a question in reference to the last time the state of Louisiana gave a stipend to the teachers of $2,000 and $1,000 to the staff, the workers.
Yes.
Have the employees at the city of Baker school system received that stipend?
Yes, ma'am. We included our stipends, not as a stipend. We put it into the salary schedule. Instead of getting it like once a year or twice a year, it's dispersed in 24 payments.
We didn't want that money to go away. We didn't feel like it was fair for the state to issue that money as a stipend that could go away. So when we increased our teacher salary schedule, as well as the 10% employee raise, we included that as part of that increase. So if the stipend goes away from the state, that money won't go away for our employees.
Okay, I just need clarity. So you all divided it up over 24-month period, and you did not give them the stipends in a lump sum.
That's correct. It's part of their salary schedule. We included it all in the salary schedules. So if the state does not give us allocation to renew that stipend, then the school board general fund will cover it.
And they did get emails, because that correct? They did get emails in reference of that, the principals?
That's correct.
Okay. So the employees was able to get that?
Correct.
Yes, the principals did get emails on that, and I can provide evidence of that.
Ms. Wilson, okay, a couple of principals here. Dr. Russell? Mr. Smith? Mm-hmm.
I guess my question is, were the teachers made aware of that? Because I heard some grumbling in the community about it. So that's why we're asking.
Yes, the principals were emailed explaining this, and in that email the principals were asked to disseminate that information to the teachers.
So did that happen is what I'm saying. Why would the teachers grumble about it if they knew they got it?
I would have to ask the principals that question.
Okay. Ms. Sidney, I have another question. If you have a funding source that says, I'm going to use, for an example, general fund and or FEMA. What does that mean?
FEMA is part of
okay. Thank you, Mrs. Stewart. If there are no more questions from board members, then may I get a motion for acceptance of monthly financial reports, including budget, to actual comparisons for the periods ending September 30th, 2024 and October 31, 2024.
I motion for acceptance of monthly financial reports, including budget, to actual comparisons for the periods ending September 30th, 2024 and October 31st, 2024.
May I have a second, please?
Second.
I have a motion by Ms. Butler and a second by Mrs. Prophet for the acceptance of the monthly financial reports, including budget to actual comparisons for the periods ending September 30th, 2024 and October 31st, 2024. The board will now vote. Mrs. Joseph.
Before I, I'm going to vote no. I need some clarity on the stipends with the teachers, whether or not they were made aware of their monies being allocated for a 12-month period, because I had some people come to me and say that didn't happen. So, please, I need some clarity on that.
Okay, Mrs. Perkins?
No.
Mrs. Prophet?
Yes.
Ms. Butler?
Yes.
And Mrs. Burgess, yes. The motion does carry. Next agenda item is consideration and acceptance of award of contract for project management and disaster recovery services to CSRS. Mrs. Sibley.
Oh, I'm going to give a little background on this, and Ms. Sibley, you can talk for just a second. So, again, I just want to clarify that this is a no-cost. This is a no-cost RFP. So when the flood occurred in 2016, there were a lot of companies that came through trying to partner with school districts that were not either local or necessarily legitimate companies. So this is a proactive approach in case of a natural disaster, so that if a disaster does occur, we've pre-vetted companies to come in and manage that natural disaster, so we don't get caught off guard again. Again, this is a no-cost contract. In the event of a natural disaster, at that point, a contract would be worked out with the management company.
When I look through this, I have a question. I saw $11,071.63. The contract fee would be increased by that amount. Is that still, that's this, no cost to us?
Yeah, there's no cost to this contract. It's a pre-positioned contract, so there's no cost to it because there's no work to be done yet. The contract would be negotiated at the point of in the event of a natural disaster.
Okay, and another question I have is, I saw where it was signed in 2022.
Terracon.
Mm-hmm.
That's Terracon's contract.
So that's not the same people that would be doing this?
No.
Okay. So I guess my question is, this is just for information for us?
This is awarding a pre-positioned contract, so... let's say that a flood occurred within the next 3 years, then at that point we would negotiate with this company to manage the recovery of district assets for that natural disaster.
I understand that.
CSRS is that's Lewis Saab, Des Moines Rutledge. That's the folks that we hired to help us finish the high school project.
Okay.
We ain't got to do that next.
Terracon is item number 4. That's a different item.
Any other comments, board members? Okay, Ms. Sibley.
Good evening, everyone. In October, the district solicited for an RFP for program/project disaster recovery and grants management services. And as Mr. Stroder said, that would be to help service us if, in fact, there was a disaster, hurricane, tornado, anything of that sort. There were 3 responding participants, CSRS, Roston Solutions, and Belfour Property Restoration. Based on the rubric score of 340, which was a score chosen by a selection committee, which was... by the superintendent, which was handpicked by the superintendent. The highest score was 340, and that was by CSRS. Do we have any representative of CSRS in the building? Can you please stand? Board members can see you. Thank you. Pending board approval, and based on the rubric score by CSRS of 340, we would like the bid to be awarded to CSRS for the project/program/grants management services.
Any questions for Ms. Sibley, board members?
I have a question in reference to the, is there a monetary number associated with this at this time? Where you can't go over it.
No, this is a no-cost contract.
It's another no-cost.
It's the same one. It's the same one we was talking about.
Okay, here. Thank you, Ms. Sibley.
Okay, thanks, ma'am.
Thank you, ma'am.
All right.
Are there any comments from the public? Okay, then may I get a motion for acceptance of award of contract for management for project management and disaster recovery services to CSRS?
I consideration and approval of Amendment 1. Wait a minute, I'm on the wrong one. I apologize. Consideration and acceptance of award of contract for project manager and disaster recovery service to CSRS.
May I have a second, please? Thank you, ladies. I have a motion by Ms. Prophet and a second by Ms. Butler for the acceptance to award contract for project management and disaster recovery services to CSRS. May I have a vote now? Mrs. Perkins?
Yes.
Mrs. Prophet?
Yes.
Ms. Butler?
Yes.
Mrs. Joseph?
Yes.
And Mrs. Burgess? Yes. Mr. Drake from CSRS, do you have anything you'd like to say?
President Burgess, members of the board, Superintendent Stroder, community members. My name is Warren Drake. I work for CSRS, and just to tell you a little bit about the company, we've been in business for many, many years, and we are the premier corporation that works with public entities, with private entities, on many different things. We're basically an architectural and engineering firm, but the project management piece came in a little bit later. We have contracts with school systems, with private schools, with universities. We work with LSU. We work with Southern. We work with many different corporations. And we have corporate offices in many states, including California and in Florida, as well as our central office is right downtown Baton Rouge. We also work in Dallas, Texas. And I've known this company for many years. When I was superintendent of Zachary from 2002 to 2012, I used CSRS to be the program manager of our four schools. So I could concentrate on academics. They came in and managed our four school buildings. And that was, so basically CSRS is the owner's representative. So I want to say thank you first for engaging with us and having confidence in us to help you finish the Baker High School project, which we did. And in just a few minutes, we'll talk about one other issue there on the campus. We also, everybody knows about Cane's. Cane's fried chicken, right? Chicken fingers?
Raising Cane's, yeah.
Raising Cane's. We, CSRS is the only firm that works with them. We select and find every parcel of property in the United States and overseas that is used for Cane's fingers, and then we help them throughout their entire project. So just recently, we have a group in Los Angeles opening Cane's in Los Angeles and also in Miami, Florida, doing the same thing there. So we're a company that's professional. We work hard. We have, as the owner's representative, we are going to do what's right for the owner, because when you have an architect and when you have a engineer, when you have an architect and then a contractor, sometimes there's conflict there. We tend to stand right in the middle. This contract that was just approved, though, is a pre-position contract. There's no charge for it. And when I was superintendent in Baton Rouge, to be honest with you, we had CSRS working for us on the FEMA side to get money back from a disaster, but we did not have them. No, let me say that the other way. We had them working on our schools as a project manager, but we did not have them for FEMA. Well, the flood of 2016 did close. I had to close 14 schools in Baton Rouge. and put them into 14 other schools. But we had nobody to help us get FEMA reimbursement. And I can tell you, sitting in those offices with FEMA, it's about what is acceptable to them.
Mm-hmm.
So
right.
Having a firm like CSRS after a disaster is really very smart. So this is a pre-position contract, and I think you'll be very happy if a disaster, we hope it never happens again.
Yes.
No, no, yeah.
But
never.
We know it will happen, we just don't know where. And I've always said it's not if, it's when. So when a disaster happens, and if it happens to be in Baker, y'all can engage us to help get you through that and maximize your funds from FEMA.
And just for the board's knowledge, we, and Ms. Sidney, you can confirm this for me, we actually have CSRS people working as liaisons with FEMA. To where,
present.
Like those funds that, you know, have been held up for months and months and months, we actually have this firm. We've been able to get some funding back in somewhat of a speedy way.
I can tell you all, yeah, FEMA, we are working with FEMA right here still in Baker to maximize
yes.
reimbursements.
Yes.
And the key word for FEMA is reimbursable costs. I can tell you sort of a funny story. One after the flood of 2016, I'm superintendent of Baton Rouge, and we're sitting around a big table with FEMA, and I told him I'd just been to Park Forest Middle School, and the water was about 3 feet deep. And so I said, well, the water covered all of the electrical outlets in the school. And the FEMA person said, do they work? And CSRS, who we had engaged by then, Ed Jenkins, who now lives in Dallas, Ed Jenkins said, he started laughing. And I said, what are you laughing at, Ed? He said, they know that if water covers a receptacle, it has to be changed. Automatic. It's not a question. So that's automatically reimbursable. I did not know that. So they may have said, they may have just not done it. So when you have somebody like the professionals at CSRS,
yeah,
it helps maximize your FEMA reimbursement. Thank
yes,
you.
They're amazing. Thank you. Okay. The next agenda item is consideration and approval of Amendment 1 to Terracon for engineering and testing services at Baker High School. Mr. Stroder.
Yeah, so Lewis was going to be here. Lewis has been the one that's been working with Terracon, but I know enough about it, I think, where I can cover it. So Terracon is the soil and the structural testing services that we contract with when we built the school. So they would come in and test the subsurface, the soil, then they would test the concrete and make sure that structurally everything was sound. I believe that this amendment that Terracon is submitting is for the it's for the road that they had to put in back behind the school for the delivery trucks to get in to make deliveries to the cafeteria. So if you remember, we had to come back and add that road in because when they tested the soil service, that wasn't strong enough for just a gravel road and delivery trucks. So the amendment that they're submitting is to cover those services.
And how much is that?
No, they added 11.
That's right here in the work. That's increased by $11,071.63.
Oh, no, I'm missing something. Why is this necessary again?
So originally they only had a gravel road back behind the new high school that led up to the cafeteria. They determined that the surface of that soil was not strong enough for a gravel and a delivery truck to drive on top of it, that it would sink. So Terracon had to come in and do the testing on the soil, and then they also had to do the testing on the at whatever surface was laid down, whether it was cement or asphalt or whatever it was. They had to test both of those services. So that was not in the original scope of the project.
So I see $38,000. Okay. So that's another, that's the total, or that's an increase?
It's an increase of 11,071.
I see that.
It increases at 238,465.63.
Say that again.
So this is an add-on to their contract, which would bring the contract sum to $38,465.63. It increases the original. You could take 11,000 off of that 38, and that would be the original contract price.
So was anything paid to them at all?
This has not been paid yet. The original contract has been paid, but this is additional.
Wait, the original contract has been paid?
Correct.
But the 11,000 haven't been paid.
That's correct.
Why they didn't come back with that at that time? Why are you just now coming back with the 11,000?
They had made some additional requests for additional testing, and Lewis was negotiating with them. And this was the only one that CSRS recommended approving.
Could Lewis be here on our next board meeting?
He probably could.
Okay.
We also need to talk about that date, because that might be tough, that board meeting date. We'll talk about that when we get to it.
Okay. Yeah, because we need to see that. Okay. Matt Lewis. Okay.
Is the funding available for this through the loan we got from the bank?
That's a question from Ms. Stewart.
That's who I'm asking. Gotcha. Okay.
Oh, so it is reimbursable.
Are we
in that?
Very good.
Okay,
that makes sense. General fund expense, that's 98% reimbursable by FEMA. 90% reimbursable. Mm-hmm. That makes sense. Okay. All righty.
No.
Any other questions? Then may I get a motion for approval of Amendment 1 to Terracon for engineering and testing services at Baker High School? May I have a motion?
A motion for approval of Amendment 1 to Terracon for engineering and testing services at Baker High School.
May I have a second? No second?
I think it needs to be brought up at the next board meeting, whenever we do have the next one, so he can be here and give us a little more insight on it. I don't think that'll be holding up nothing, I'm sure.
What other questions are there?
At the bottom of this contract, it was signed in 2022 by the previous superintendent. If we've had work done and this is now 2024, why are we using this?
This work wasn't done until the end of the project. It was an added scope.
It should be reworked, and the necessary signature should be on it. This person has been gone.
Correct. This is what she agreed to.
I understand that.
For the first contract, you know how you go. Happened in 2022 when we started doing this work. So they were doing the drive. So when they started back, they had to redo a contract for everything else that they had done, basically settled, dealing with the engineering company. The ground probably had settled in a different way.
I understand that.
Trucks didn't go across. So therefore, they had to rebuild that area back up, just go across, so that cost them even more.
I understand all of that. But what I'm saying is this, we're getting ready to pay somebody in 2024 and we're using a 2022 invoice. Yeah. No. Why not rework it? Show us what it is we are doing. That's what I need.
You know, that's basically what we're going to have to do.
Yeah.
But, well, it's not being reworked because, well, correct me if I'm wrong, Ms. Stewart, the original contract amount was paid. So the original contract amount has already been covered. This is an amendment to that contract.
Oh, $11,000 is an amendment to it.
Yes.
But she's...
I am not understanding figures being put before me, and I'm voting on it. I need to understand what I'm voting on. And
right.
Let's just wait and get... I need some clarity on this.
Mr. Drake, can you give more clarification? The motion has died, so... Right?
Yeah. Basically, when the contract
not necessarily
was,
have it.
Okay. When the contract was let, they omitted the road behind the high school to the cafeteria. So it was not in there. And once they realize those heavy trucks are coming back there, they have to put something down that's going to hold those vehicles. And so Terracon is the company that tests both the soil. When they test the soil, it determines what the top surface is going to be. Is it going to be asphalt? Is it going to be concrete? How thick the concrete is? That's all based on the soil testing. And once the concrete or whatever that surface is laid down, they have to test that to make sure it's of strength.
Let
me explain.
We understand all that. Since this is amendment to the contract and it's 2024, this was, I think, Ms. Joseph is saying, since an amendment, and we just did this, why it have to be with the person that's no longer here? Should it be signed by Mr.?
I think there are a lot of contracts involving Baker High School that were signed by former board and superintendent.
Yeah, it was.
This entire project was signed off on
by
the board and superintendent.
So Terracon is a reputable testing company.
Right.
They're very reputable. So instead of starting over and writing a whole new contract, it may be a different price.
An addendum.
Amendment on this contract to get it done. It's $2,000 for one part of it and $8,000 for the other total.
It's an amendment. Oh, okay. Okay.
In effect, it's like
it's
like a change order.
It's like a
for
change
the most
like
part.
I didn't say a change order. If you'd have said that, I could understand.
Yeah.
Okay. The change order, I could understand.
Let me also add this. It is a change order. In this, there were a series of requests to Lewis and to CSRS and the contractor to have changed. This is the only one that CSRS said yes. It's legitimate, it needs to be done, and it's above the scope of the original contract, so it needs to be approved.
What was the actual date that you all did this work?
I don't have it in front of me. Do you have it?
So... Well, I know the history is, so Terracon bid on the scope of the project as delivered by the architectural firm. So when they did their bid in 2022, they were doing their bid off of the drawings and the design by Manning. This was not part of that project, so that's why this is coming as an Amendment 1 or a change order. They did request multiple requests, most of which were denied, which Mr. Drake is correct. The majority of their requests were denied, but this one was a legitimate request.
Okay.
I would like to know when they did the actual work.
They do that work throughout the project, so they'll do initial work on the subsurface. At the beginning of the project, before any work is done, they test the soil. They test the soil multiple times. Once the construction company comes in and grades it, they'll come back in and test the soil. Then they'll do a final test before concrete is laid. Then they come in and they do another test, I believe, on the concrete after the concrete is laid. So those services are provided throughout the life of the contract.
Well, I'm sure they do have. Would like to see documentation as to when they started and when they completed the work.
It's completed now, isn't it? Because I see over to the school.
Say it wasn't completed.
No, I understand you want to see the document.
I want to see the documentation.
Right.
From start to finish.
Mm-hmm.
Do we second this motion? No, we didn't. So it died. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, so.
Yeah.
This is probably going to have to come back up.
It'll come back up.
Next month?
Yeah, next month will be fine.
Okay. Hopefully everybody will have the information that they need. The project has basically been done, and from what Mrs. Stroder said, it's a continuing checking, and because it was not written up in the very first plans or design, then this is an addendum to that, and 90% of this fund will be
reimbursed
right. by, I'm not saying 90%, 90% that it will be reimbursed by FEMA. And so it's not going to delinquish the general fund. So that's the information you know now.
Right.
So Mr. Stroder needs to get papers to Mrs. Perkins and Mrs. Joseph, correct, about when the work was done.
When it was completed.
When it was
completed. Yeah, it's completed, but just when was it completed, right.
Okay.
That's what you need to know.
All right. So that's where we are now. That's the action that needs to be taken, Mr. Stroder.
Okay. I'm sorry, excuse me. And if you all would have said that it was a...
Change order
might have worked, you know, for me to, because I see it is a change order now once it explained itself. So we'll have it, bring it up on the next meeting, and hopefully.
Can it come up on the next meeting?
He could be here. Can it come up on the next meeting? Yes? Okay.
Okay. Is that going to hinder anything with this company, Mr. Drake?
No, the project's done. Our attorney's here, so you know. Ultimately, I guess if the board didn't approve it, then they would pursue. They could pursue it through other means.
Okay, sounds good. All righty, that motion did not carry, and we move on to the next agenda item. Information items, Mr. Stroder.
So you have my superintendent, you have my personnel report in your board packet. If there's any questions about that, we can discuss that after the meeting. Number two is the update. Number four is Forethoughts policy. It's their last policy update of the year. So those policies are in your packet. They're highlighted with where Forethought is recommending changes based on legislative code changes. So this will come back on the January meeting as an action item.
And board members, take a look at these items. So when it comes back in January, it can just be voted upon as one item, these policies. Yeah, the Forethought policies. Forethought is, again, the company that the City of Baker has partnered with to take a look at policies based on state laws. And they arrange policies for us to approve for the good of our schools. Basically, that's it, Mr. Stroder, correct? Okay.
Yes, that's correct.
So that's who Forethought is.
They handle probably 90-95% of school board policies in Louisiana.
I would just like to make a statement in reference to at least one of them. The notification of school board meetings, is there a problem with the City of Baker District providing on the website whenever there's a school board meeting so that the constituents in this city will know when we have a meeting?
We do that already.
Okay. I've got numerous calls that said it wasn't posted.
Yeah, they haven't
been put it
numerous people.
You want to talk about where it's posted, Ricky?
I don't know who does it, but they're not doing their job.
But now y'all speaking on the City of Baker
website?
Website that comes in the on your
for the school district.
Right. But for the City of Baker, though, right? I know for the school district, but for the putting on the City of Baker. The website, right?
Of the Baker School District.
Right, to put it on the City of Baker.
Right,
okay,
it should be posted there.
Mm-hmm.
And I've also had people say that they posted different dates. When we have the original date, they post something for the following dates.
Ricky, would you like to respond to that?
Yeah, I was going to ask.
And at 1:17 this morning, it wasn't on there because I looked. The point is, we need to make sure it's on there so we can move forward with that. I have a statement I'd like to make, too.
Hold up, Mrs. Joseph. We want to be able to. Yeah, let's pull this up first.
You're talking about our City of Baker school board meetings, not the City of Baker, correct?
Yeah. No, we're not seeing it on there. They're talking about the school board meetings, not on the city.
Okay, Mr. Ricky?
Now, that's under the City of Baker School Board.
So when you want yes. to go to?
But they're not talking about the City of Baker School Board. Wait, on the City of Baker, on the City of Baker website? Okay, I'm sorry.
This is where you find out everything for the board. But before you even go there, Mr. Story, you click on the
But it was.
Yes, you just have to know how to work this up. You want to.
So, thank you, Mr. Ricky Jones. So,
we're required to post those dates
on the site,
like early in the year, and so that goes on our website once the board approves those dates.
The information is on the site.
We also posted on our reader board out here on front, and we usually do that. When's that usually done, Ms. Bailey? Yeah.
Okay. So all of board information, when we have school board meetings, time, and even the agenda is all placed on the website. Like Mr. Ricky Jones said, you go to where it says board, and all of that information is there. I want our public to know, especially those who are listening by live stream, I want them to know that all of the information as it pertains to this district's board meetings, the first Tuesday of the month, that all of that information is on our website. Any other questions? Okay.
I have a question.
Oh, you had a question.
It's not a question. Mm-hmm. We had a workshop a week or so ago, and I asked the superintendent and our board president to give some feedback in terms of our district being a failing district. Mm-hmm. And that was not included on tonight's agenda.
It's under, it's going to be on the announcements.
I want to say what I need to say, Joyce.
Sure.
And I want the constituents that came to me to know that I requested it. And it's not because I didn't request it that it's not on here. And I know that everybody have seen this. I'm a part of the district. I love Baker, or I wouldn't be here. And I want us to move forward positively. But we don't ignore our constituents like it didn't, like they don't know this, because they see it just like we see it. So I just think it's a disservice that we've done, that we didn't say anything about it tonight, because we should have. And
we actually posted it on our Facebook page, our district Facebook page.
We are and having an
let
open
me,
meeting.
Let me finish, please. I didn't interrupt
we
you.
We have people here, Mr. Stroder.
I didn't interrupt
one
you.
One at a time. One at a time.
But that statement was sent to board members in an email as well. It's posted on our Facebook page, and over 1,200 people have seen that post.
But we have constituents here tonight, and they're alive, and they want to hear from us, their workers, what we intend to do. And that's my opinion, that it's a disservice that we ignored it. So
it is not ignored. We have announcements here. It was not put on their website verbatim. But here we are at announcements, and it was going to be shared vocally between myself and Mr. Stroder and any other board member who wanted to contribute to saying something to update our public as to our intentions moving forward. So I'm going to ask Mr. Stroder if he would make a statement. So it's not that we didn't put it on the agenda, but it's we have a part of our agenda that says announcements, and that's where we were going to address that. So our intentions tonight were to address that. Mr. Stroder.
Yeah, so part of what we're waiting on is we're waiting on information from the State Department. I think the State Department meets tomorrow to review a possible plan. We're not saying what the plan is until we get information back from the State Department. So as soon as we have that information back from the State Department, we will disseminate that to board members as well as the public. So that's where we are on that. In addition, we did put statements. A statement was emailed to board members, which certainly can be shared with whoever the board members want to share that with, as well as put on our Facebook page.
And I just wanted to let our public know that we are definitely considering a plan to move this district forward. I know everybody has read the paper about what happened, but we have not forsaken that. We are looking forward as a board to making a difference and to listening to what the State Department has to offer us, but we also have a plan that we are going to submit to the state, and it was due tomorrow, December 4th. As a matter of fact, Board Member Butler and myself, we actually submitted a letter to the State Department. That letter is available upon request. I actually, as president of this board, submitted a letter to Mr. Bromley and the State Department of Education, myself. So it's something, we are working on it, something is being done, and there's a plan, but we cannot issue the plan until we hear directly from the state. It would be premature to do that. So
now the state's supposed to be letting us know tomorrow whatever they decide to do?
No, they only said that they are meeting tomorrow. They didn't say exactly when they would notify us.
Okay. Now, Baker has been a spell in school, not 1 year, you all, 8 to 10 years. So y'all as well look at that, because look like it's just been applied to this board. But in the future, as they said, I will as well do my best. Y'all have anything y'all need to know, if I can find out, I will find out for you. Hopefully things work. And with the millage not being passed, there will be some changes, I'm sure, next year. I don't know what, but I guess all of us will find out in January. So I'm finished.
Thank you. Mrs. Perkins, did you have a statement to make?
Yes, I'd like to say that Mr. Stroder did send the board from the last town hall meeting. He did send some information in reference to from the recovery district. But I would like to have information only for the city of Baker. You sent it for other parishes, and it was not beneficial to me at all.
I'm not sure what you're asking.
From Caddo Parish and Grant Parish.
Yeah, that's correct. We don't have an accepted plan from the state yet. So what I shared was the accepted plans from those parishes from the state.
Right, but I'm just requesting information just strictly for the city of Baker.
Yeah.
That's my concern.
As soon as we have that from the state, I'll share that.
Okay. Well, I would like to...
One other item under announcements. So the date of the next meeting is listed as January 7th. We don't return from Christmas break until January 6th. So do you want to move that date back a week?
January 7th?
That's
correct. And you return on the 6th?
We return on the 6th.
So do we want to have a school board meeting on the 7th?
No.
We want to move it to the 14th? I need to hear from board members. Would you like to keep the board meeting on January 7th, or would you like to have it moved to the 14th?
I'll say the 14th, because they're not coming. I mean, they're just coming back to school on the 6th. So.
No, you could move it to any day of that week.
It don't have to be on the... Okay.
For this month, I'm sure it doesn't have to be.
14th, fine with me.
The 8th. I like the 8th. What about the 8th? Yes. That's okay. Okay.
Hold on.
Okay, so the 8th. What about the 8th?
I can tell you that if it's any time from like the 6th through the 8th or the 9th, the board packet's probably going to have to be prepared before we leave for Christmas break.
They said City of Baker's Council is on the 14th.
Under the 13th? Mrs. Perkins?
That's fine.
Huh? What's that?
We can't have it on the 14th. That's true, too. Yeah. Because we have had it before. It's not like often we do this either, so.
Okay. Okay. The 14th? Does that work for you, Ms. Perkins? Okay. All right, as of now, we will look at January 14th, Tuesday, January 14th, for the meeting. If anything changes, we will alert everybody in time. No, sir. Okay. Adjournment. May I have a motion to adjourn?
I motion to adjourn.
May I have a second? I have a motion from Mrs. Prophet and a second by Mrs. Perkins to adjourn. The board will now vote. Excuse me, we're still in a meeting. Mrs. Perkins?
Yes.
Mrs. Prophet?
Yes.
Ms. Butler?
Yes.
Mrs. Joseph?
Yes.
And Mrs. Burgess, yes. This meeting is adjourned. Thank everyone for coming, and have a Merry Christmas, everybody.
Yes, Merry Christmas. Yeah, good job.
Lord, mercy. Love us.
That's why she stayed here. Her daughter is one of them. She do. I just told you, that's her back there in the back with the chair. Standing up with the white man around her neck back there.
Oh, no, she doesn't work for us. She's a PTA president.
She worked at the school, they say. You sure?
I'm almost positive.
I don't know. Because everybody tell me she worked at the school, so I don't know. That's how they be finding out all the information.
There's people upset over the school board meeting not being posted. What the hell's the reason of it?
School board meeting wasn't not being posted. That's just something. They got to find something. They got to find something. I thought they was talking about with the whatever.
Right together.